America, America, are we awake yet? So I heard digital currency is about to arrive. Digital currency. And you know who likes digital currency, don't you? China. Yeah, they love digital currency. Because, you know, I mean, if you're going to be, you know, obedient or disobedient, yeah, they can just go ahead and shut your money off. Kind of like they did to the truckers in Canada. So, and I don't think the Basement Boys and all these liberals, I don't even think they know what they're voting for, to be honest with you. I mean, because you don't want no communism. And it seems like every day we're moving forward and forward to communism, and people just need to wake up. Really, just wake up. These Basement Boys down in their mama's basements drinking Drano and then heading to the voting poll and voting for destruction is got to be what's happening, because there's no normal people that would vote for this stuff. You can't be normal and vote for destruction on you. I mean, it just don't make sense. But we have a voice, people. We do have a voice, and we do need to use it. You got social media platforms. So please just keep doing what you're doing, posting the truth, and then, you know, they can only, you know, silence so much of us. I mean, it's got to be a full-time job for these people to try to silence us and, you know, try to get it to where we ain't, you know, got a voice or whatever. I mean, the devil's working overtime, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. When it comes to this, I mean, yeah. But we will get there, America. We will. We just got to keep pushing back, keep fighting, and definitely keep posting the truth and share videos like this. Like I was saying with the digital currency, if they do that here, and let's say, I mean, especially if they do the obedient credit score thing, especially if they do that to see if you're, you know, obedient citizen, China citizen, America, China citizen. If they do that, then you know what they're going to do. It's going to be, you're not going to be allowed to, you know, go buy a gun, go purchase certain things. You're going to be under big time watch. You are going to be treated so different because you believe in freedom. And they're going to definitely be, they're definitely going to have their eye on you. But, you know, people, it's like people keep voting to give the government their life. Like, this does not make no sense. Like, you was meant to be free. So, why do you want someone holding your hand and telling you how to freaking take a shower, how to eat, how to do this, how to do that? I mean, is this all because this new generation is so, like, I don't know. I mean, I really don't want to categorize some people and put them in there like a new generation. So some of them are tough. I mean, but it's like most of these other ones are just like they want everything done for them. Like, yeah, I will hand my life over to the government as long as they take care of me and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, come on, man. It's like, grow a pair, man. Grow up. But yeah, though, they'll take care of you, all right. Probably turn you into a freaking, sweatshop slave like they do in China. They'll take care of you. Yeah, wake up, work freaking almost 24 hours or until you can't stand anymore. Blisters on your feet, on your hands. Yeah, they'll take care of you. Yeah, just keep voting for this communist stuff. You'll see. I mean, you can already see, like, every Democrat city is basically full of rats. They are nasty, trashy, bums everywhere, depressing. All of them are going to... All the businesses are fleeing and going to the red states, where it's more business welcoming, and they don't have to worry about their store getting robbed. I mean, because Democrats don't want no police in their neighborhoods, and if they do, it's like one, maybe two, and if they do catch a bad guy, it's called be soft on them, you know, be real, real gentle, don't let them stay in jail too long, let's, you know, catch and release. That's what I'm trying to say. We all was born with common sense. Think it's time to use it and definitely not vote for this communist, you know, crap. We need to vote it out. Vote out all these crazy communist Democrats. And I still don't get this Green New Deal and these electric cars, and that is, oh my God, is that a disaster or what? So, you're going to have to stand in a charging line to charge your car? What in the world? Who thinks of this stuff? I mean, we're into the future. We don't use, we don't have to do that. We don't have to charge things and stand in charging lines. I guess that's to get them kind of patient for the government bread lines, right? That they'll also have, they have their little charging long charging lines. As much road rage is out there now, I gotta see this. I've gotta see people charge their cars. That is funny. Nah. Yeah, I mean, and you don't want that neither. Just put gas in that car and go. It's as simple as that. But I mean, I don't even care if they knock it all the way down from. I know it takes like, what is it, 8 hours now to charge a car. I mean, I don't even care if they knock it down to 30 minutes. I'd rather just spend 5 minutes, put gas in my car, and go. I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, that's more time consuming. So you can be on your happy way. I mean, the one waiting in a freaking line to try to charge, you know, the car. That's a disaster, man. That's a disaster. I mean, just to think, people are brainwashed into this stuff. That's why they try to silence the truth, people. They don't want these so-called woke people to get woke up. You know, once when they're, you know, we can talk to them and try to get the poison out of their brain from CNN, Communist News Network, China News Network, whatever you want to call it, Clinton News Network. Once when we get all that poison out of their head, then, you know, get them to think more clear. So we live now in a generation where up is down, down is up, right is left, left is right. The Twilight Zone. Do 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 do. Anybody ever watch that? Twilight Zone. Where just things don't make sense. This is what I'm saying, like, okay. So you got this generation, and like, they're in the workforce. I see them. You tell them to do something, they throw a big fit and cry and pout like little babies. So how are they going to handle communism? That's all dictatorship. That's all being told what to do. So how, I mean, you're going to be, oh my God, you're going to be pushed around, kicked around, and you can't even handle being told to put something on a shelf by your boss. And you think that you're going to be able to handle full-blown dictatorship, communism? Like, I have really got to see this. I mean, that is worth, like, recording. I think they should, what they need to do is go to one of them countries, I'm telling you, go to one of them countries and visit so you will know, like, I do not want this crap in my country. This is poison. That's all it is. It's a freaking cancer. Communism is a cancer. You don't want that. And once when you go communism, it is very, very, very hard to, you know, go back the other way. I mean, look at Cuba. You know, they all protested, but I'm sure they got punished big time. Most of them probably lost their life. That's how they do in communism. You obey the president, the regime, the dictator. You obey him, and you don't go against him. And that's why I think that they're slowly doing it here, like with the PayPal thing. If you speak up, you got a PayPal account, they fine you to $2,500. You know, or they cancel your YouTube if you're speaking up against, you know, the Biden administration, the communist administration, the tyrannical government we got. you speak up against them and they try to, you know, shut your account down, silence you, ban you. We don't do it to them. We let the left, communist people, we let them have their voice. We don't shut them up. And when we talk, it's, and we have a point, it's always got to be, oh, you're racist, oh, you're a bigot, oh, you're this, oh, you're that. When you people are the ones of voting and for fascism, racism, the Democratic Party, you know, was founded, the KKK, or the Democrats founded the KKK. Y'all just can't see past the smoke and see the picture. You know, that's what we're, you know, as conservatives try to get you to see, you know, the whole picture, not just the what they're telling you. You know, they're telling you one thing and then holding what they really mean behind, you know, behind their back in the other hand. So you need to see the whole picture. Don't just say, oh, Biden said this, it must be true. Nancy said this, it must be true. No, Biden's a career criminal, man. Do you know that there's a video going around with Hunter smoking crack with hookers? Yeah. Like the Hunter Biden laptop, dude. He is, his son is a mess. And then he goes and passes, when he was, was he senator? Passes a crack bill when his son was smoking crack. Says if you get busted with a quarter size piece of crack, that go to jail for so long. He's a hypocrite. As his son is a crackhead, he's passing a crack bill. His son is a filthy scum. Okay, and you can't find Donald Trump's kids smoking crack and all this crazy crap. You know, then they always try to get something on Donald Trump. They never can do it. They always fail. Because he is for the people. He's not for the, he's not establishment. He's not for the government. So, he's not really batting on their team. He is, he's trying to give the voice back to the people. And we have a voice. Keep using your voice. Make videos. Whatever you got to do. Use your voice. Let's get our voices heard. Biden. Don't even know where he's at. I don't even know if he's actually running the show, or if someone's telling him what to do, or how that whole situation's even playing. Oh man, is that a disaster? Or is that a disaster? Left our military equipment in Taliban. So nothing is built, nothing is back, and nothing is better. We're just going to the wrong direction, wrong direction, and wrong direction. So, we need to turn this around, people. Vote these idiots out. Biden's a career criminal, man. He's always been dirty. He's getting paid off this Ukraine thing. He's going to get it set up to where he's going to get him a nice little residual income from Ukraine. We're helping him out with the war, and he's pissing Russia off, about to get his into a big war. Like, that stuff, man, is, I just don't believe it's really our business. I'm sick of everything being our business. we got money for war, but not for the poor. You know, take some of that money and go clean California up. You know, we have our own problems here. You know, invest in more either security guards, public safety people. I mean, the streets are crime. Invest in that. We're definitely not building America back better. I mean, this, he has an agenda of America last, if you ask me. I do not see anything that has to do with America on this dude's mind. He's letting people pour through the borders, undocumented, doing the wrong thing instead of doing it the proper way, and that is what you call, like, I mean, it's illegal. So, you know, they don't call it illegal for no reason. It's illegal. We're not supposed to be having that. People flooding the borders. It's illegal. So you are breaking the law. Joe Biden letting these people come in like that. So like I said, I mean, people are breaking the law. And Democrats are not doing nothing about it. Babying them, doing catch and release. Crime is through the roof in these Democratic cities. And this is, everything's messed up. And I know we can turn this boat around and vote these people out and get on the right direction. So, Sam G. McNamee. Go ahead and share this podcast if you can, or comment, like, subscribe. I'll keep doing more episodes for you guys. All right, take care.